Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Bova Yom Ba Yehuda Geramoni. On that day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, replacing Rav Gamliel as Nasi in Yavne, Yehuda Ba Yehuda Geramoni. Yehuda, the Ammoni convert, came. Va'amar, and he stood lifnem before them. In the Beis Medrash, Amar lahem, and Yehuda Geramoni said to them, Ma nilavo b'kahal. What's the story with me coming into the Kahal, into the congregation? What's the Allah about me marrying into Klal Yisrael? Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, Asrata, you are forbidden. You are allowed to convert, that's true. Your conversion is valid, but you're not allowed to marry a nice Jewish girl. Now, wait a second. Rabbi Gamliel, he had been formerly the Nasi. He was just fired, replaced by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And so if you look at the Rambam says, that's a pretty striking thing. You see that Rabbi Gamliel, even after he's been fired and replaced with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's still engaging in Torah. He's not going to just kick and scream and leave the Beis Medrash. He is going to stay and be part of the Torah. So Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says back, now remember, Yeshua, at the head of a Sanhedrin, you have two major leaders. The Nasi, who is the massive Talmid Chacham, who's also a political leader. And then you have the Abezin, who's more of the Talmid Chacham role, not so much the political leader role. So Rabbi Yeshua was the Abezin. And Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, he says to Yehuda Geramoni, Motarata, no, you're permitted actually to marry into Klal Yisrael. You're allowed to marry a nice Jewish girl. So Amar le Rabbi Gamliel, says back to Rabbi Yeshua, what are you talking about? Hakasav Amar, the Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzitzit gives us a list of people who are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, and gives us the timeline, whether it's them, their children or their grandchildren. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Amoni Umaavi B'Kahal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri V'Gomer. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Amoni Umaavi B'Kahal Hashem. A person who is from Amon or from Moav is not allowed to come into the Kahal of Hashem, is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Gam Dor Asiri, even a tenth generation Ammoni Moavi is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, V'Gomer, etc. And then you have the rest of the Pasuk. So you see pretty clear, black and white, that a male Ammoni or Moavi is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And by the way, that's to the exclusion of a female Ammoni, Ammonis or Moavis, right? Like the story of Rus. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Gamliel, V'chi Ammonim u'Moavim b'mkomenein? Are the Ammonim and the Moavim in their places? They're not living where they used to live. Kvar ala Sancheriv melech Ashur. Already Sancheriv, the king of Assyria, came up. He already went up. Ubilbal es kol ha'umos, and he mixed up all the nations. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'asir gevulos amim v'asudosem shoseisi v'ored kabir yoshvim. What's that pasuk? So remember, Sancheriv is living during the times of Bais Rishon. He is the king of Ashur. He comes and he exiles the Asar Sashvatim, the 10 tribes. So when he comes and does it, and that's something that he does to nations in general, to show what a domineering figure he is, what a domineering leader he is, he takes the nations that he conquers and he mixes them up. Where do you see this? You see this in the Pesukim in Yeshaya. Remember, Yeshaya, the stories that you'll find for what happens at the time period appear in Malachim, but they also appear in Yeshaya, because Yeshaya was one of the Nevi'im of the time. And Yeshaya talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish Sancheriv. And if you look in Yeshaya Perak Yud, one of the things he says in Yeshaya Perak Yud Yud Beis, he says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to crack down on Sancheriv, he's cracking down on Sancheriv, he's going to punish Sancheriv. Why? If you look in Yud Beis, it says, Al Pri Godol Vav Melech Ashur Val Teferes Rum Einav. Because of his haughtiness, because of the Melech Ashur's, because of Sancheriv's arrogance, what did he do? What did he think? What did he say that was so haughty? So the next pasuk, that's the pasuk that we're quoting now, it says Ki Amar, because he said Bekoach Yadi Asisi. It was the strength of my hand that I was able to do these tremendous things and conquer the nations. Ubechach Masi, and it was with my wisdom. Ki Nivonasi, it was my wisdom. It was my deep, profound understanding. The Asir Gevulos Amim, and I removed the borders, the boundaries of the nations. The Asudo Seyem Shosesi, and their storehouses I plundered. The Orid Kabir Yoshvim, and I brought down Kabir. If you look at the different Mepharshim over there, it's different explanations that are offered. It's something to the effect of, and I brought down with strength the residents of those places. In other words, Sennacherib was very haughty about his conquerings. He thought it was all his doing. And if you look in the couple of Pesukim, there's a very nice phrase there in Pasuk Tezvav where the Navi says, Hayispa'er Hagarzin al-Chutzibo. Can the axe hold himself in an exalted way over the person who is doing the actual cutting? In other words, Sennacherib is just a messenger. He's just a shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could Sennacherib think that it's his own doing, it's his own might, it's his own brilliance that he was able to conquer the nations? So, what do you see, though? Either way, what you see from this pasuk says Rabbi Yoshua, again, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, V'chi Amonim Moavim Mekomenein, are the Amonim and the Moavim in their places? How do I know that the Amonim and Moavim are all mixed up? Kvar Ola Sancheriv Melech Ashur, the Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, came up, U'bilbolas Kulumos, and he mixed up all the nations. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the Asir Gevulos Amim, V'asudaseim Shoseisi, V'or Kabir Yoshvim, I removed the boundaries of the nations. In other words, I mixed them all up. I mixed up all the countries that I conquered, and among them were Ammonim and Moabim. So Amar lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said, "Hakasev Omer va'achrechein ashiv eshuvos bnei Hamon." Rabbi Gamliel says back to Yeshua, "You're right. That's true. Sancheriv did mix them up, but there's another pasuk, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah says, but afterwards I'm going to return eshuvos bnei Hamon. Shvus is like the captives, the ones in captivity. I'm going to return those captives of Bnei Ammon. In other words, they're all going to be restored. Ukvar Chazru. And so Ammon is already settled. So presumably HaKadosh Baruch Hu has restored them. So the people, when someone comes from the nation of Ammon now, so he can't marry into Klai Yisrael. Amar lo Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua said back to Rav Galil, no. HaKasav Omer, the Pasuk in Amos says, V'shavti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael. I will return the captives of my nation Yisrael. In other words, presumably that Pasuk in Yirmiyah, presumably that Pasuk in Amos, that's referring to the times of Mashiach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back Klai Yisrael, that's also the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to restore Bnei Ammon. Meaning to say, that hasn't happened yet. Bnei Ammon have not been restored to their place. Hitiru lavobakal. So what did they conclude? They concluded that the Ger, Yehuda Ger Ammoni, is able to marry into the Kahal, into the Klal Yisrael. Why? Because, again, it's before the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu has restored anybody, everybody's all mixed up, and therefore the people of Ammon are all mixed up among all the other nations of the world. And even though he says he's an Ammoni, he seems to have come from Ammon, that doesn't mean that he's actually a person who's an Ammoni, because he could be mixed up. Now wait a second, maybe you should be concerned that any person who comes to convert, maybe he's from Ammon. The answer is that in Halacha, the way that it works is you follow the majority. We say, kol deparsh meruba parsh. When something is plucked out of the majority, we assume that it comes, when something is plucked out of the masses, we assume it comes from the majority. And so the Ammonim did not comprise a majority of all the nations of the world. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is the issue of Ammonim marrying into Klai Yisrael. What's Halach? This was another issue that was discussed on that day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, replacing Rav Gamliel. So Yehuda Ger Ammoni shows up and he says, what's the story? Am I allowed to marry into Klai Yisrael? Rav Gamliel says, no way, Jose. And Rav Yeshua says, no, you are allowed to. That's perfectly fine. Rav Gamliel says, the Pasuk in Kisetze says, lo yavo Ammoni ma'avi b'kal Hashem. Ammonim are not allowed to marry into Klai Yisrael. So Rabbi Yeshua says back, well, that's only when they're in their places. That's not when they're mixed up among the world, and Sancheiv already mixed them up. So Rabbi Gamliel says, well, what are you talking about? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to restore them. He's going to put them back in their place, and they're already back. Presumably, they're already living in Ammon. So Rabbi Yeshua says, nah, that's much later. That's like the Pasuk in Amos. The Pasuk in Amos says, I'm going to restore also the members of Klai Yisrael. But that clearly hasn't happened yet. So ultimately, what do? They conclude that it's permitted for an Ammoni to marry into Klai Yisrael.